You need to discover Ross.
I cannot, Julie.
Honey,
I go there.
Let me go with you.
I have been there 4 times. You and I have different. You look awesome in like this.
This is not Ross.
Okay, but you
this
look.
This is TJ Maxx.
Yeah, but you look awesome.
Liz Claiborne.
Yeah, but you look awesome in
Look how cute. I know. Yeah. Adorable.
And all these prints and stuff. I put them on and I just don't. Amy, you know what I'm saying, right?
Listen to me. Then
I've
go
got
with
some
me
prints.
To Stein Mart.
I know, but some of her prints, or Suzanne's prints, if I put them on, I look stupid.
No, I've got like little baby doll tops with prints on and I wore them in Europe and I thought, oh my God, I look like such a freaking American stupid tourist.
Hey,
everybody wore
you
black
so
and tan.
Seriously?
See, you know what?
Oh, I
funky, cool clothes.
Well, then you need to be European.
I won't allow myself to buy black,
yes,
beige, or gray right
why?
Now. Because I had a tendency to just keep doing that. So, like, that's why this is this color.
I know, but you know what? I like that. Are we recording? Can we just get started so that we can have this on there? Okay. Funny.
We're very funny, Ryan.
As soon as we get going, we're going to be boring.
Okay, what number is this?
Okay. And our
listeners
music? Think we're vain.
We have no, nothing to.
No, we just need to keep going, Robin. You just need to.
What you do?
Are we ready?
I was just looking at the wrinkle on her toe.
Oh, I thought you were looking at
Robin,
the
are we ready?
Because you know, I feel bad.
The Diva Cast.
Let me say that again.
The
Diva Cast, number 98, 18, June 2008. Hey, everybody. We are the Divas of the Diva Cast.
No,
we
are.
We're sweating. I'm
you
laughing at you.
Menopausal chicky you. We are five.
Menopausal, thank you.
Five fun, fabulous 40-something friends. And I am Suzanne.
I'm Amy.
I'm Julie.
I'm Carrie.
And I'm Sharon. And we believe inside every woman is a diva. I'm a diva. Diva.
Why? What'd she say?
She makes fun of the way I go, diva.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do, liar, liar, pants on fire.
I don't make fun of that. It's too
okay, can I just say that I am so excited that we are all here
I
yeah.
know.
Together.
Yay, everyone's here.
It's been
here.
A long time.
I don't think I've been here forever.
And that's Amy. Yeah, you've been gone.
I've been MIA.
You have been MIA.
Yes, we've noticed
MIA.
That on your... We've noticed that on your time clock that you have not been clocking in very much.
So Amy's
going
to be doing
sponsors.
Amy's going to be doing her own show next go round. We're all taking a break.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. That'll be great.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh! So we're like giddy with happiness that all of us are together.
I know. I'm so glad we're
yes,
happy
it
to
is.
Be together.
Oh,
what a surprise!
I'm happy.
What a change!
I know.
You know what? Our listeners have really no idea. What,
yes, they do.
What? No, but
no,
I mean the
I
depth
know.
Of the dynamics that we've gone through through all of this. I mean, really, because
yeah,
I mean, what
true.
We're alluding to is that we were five really, really good friends that used to love
used
to see
to
each other.
Used to be.
We loved to get together. And then
and
we
then?
Went through a, not so sure we like each other. We've done that, what, 3 or 4 times?
Several
yeah.
times.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so now for us to really say we're glad to see each other is...
It's really sincere.
It's really sincere. It's a
really
shock.
Big.
And it really is shocking.
And I'm really happy
yeah.
that I feel this way.
Yeah.
Yeah. But
I never thought I'd feel this way again.
It's just been moments. It's not been lengthy time frames, right?
Maybe for
it's
you,
been
maybe.
Weeks or months. I think I can quote
well,
weeks.
Well, okay, but think of it. You know what? For months, for our listeners, you think of any group of girlfriends that you have, and then you take it to a business level. It's like putting five women in the kitchen and deciding, okay, you have to create a gourmet meal. What are you going to cook? Well, is it going to be formal, casual? Are you going to have shrimp, pasta?
No,
meat?
You're right, Suzanne.
I mean,
that's a good analogy.
I mean, it really, it's a huge, and some people are like, well, it's summertime. I think shrimp would be good. And others were like, oh,
I want
no,
a souffle.
Yes. Oh, no, no. We should grill. We should have chicken on the grill. So it's
and
very
so,
challenging.
And so, guess what happens? Your guest starves.
Although
nothing gets done,
although our listeners have not starved, we've come out with a podcast every week.
Well, and I
sometimes
think,
we've been alone.
Well, but you know what? We really need to talk about that. But sometimes I think it would be a good idea for us to genuinely sit down and discuss. I mean, we have
Julie. Honey. Okay, you weren't here last week.
What, no, what drugs? What drugs are you taking?
I wasn't here. I was
listen. What's her name? Florinda.
Why do I have to be on drugs?
Florinda, one of our listeners,
okay,
wrote in or called in?
Wrote in.
With the suggestion that we were like, we could be like the guys with feelings, okay? And we went on Guys with Feelings and we played a clip from their show where they just basically put it all out there and they were like,
they were airing all the dynamics between them.
It
and it's just
on
two
a
of them. It's just two of them.
It wasn't pretty.
And they were talking about their difficulties and it wasn't pretty.
And we were like, good idea, girl. Good idea.
Like, we want to do that.
Yeah.
Well, no, I don't want to do that. No. No, but you know what I'm thinking is, I think that what we go through is so, just because we podcast, there's people out there who go through this with their friends who don't podcast.
Exactly.
That was my whole point.
Yeah, but you know what the thing is? Those women, and this is what we used to be able to do, is if you pissed me off, I could just kind of fade out for a week or two and go, all right. I know she loves me. I'm just going to hang out, not talk. But with podcasting, we've got to be here. We've got to do it. So we're in each other's faces, and it's just different.
It's forced friendship.
No,
that's all.
It's like a forced family holiday.
I think the difference is that before podcasting, we'd be drinking some wine, and you know, somebody would say something like off the cuff, and it'd be like, God, I can't believe she just said that. But you just blow it off because you're drinking wine and it's gone, you know?
Right.
But like with podcasting, it's like they say something on the air and it's like, it's stuck. It's there. It's like,
it's there forever.
You get to hear it over and over and over.
Did I hear it the way I thought
it's
I
like,
heard it?
Yeah. Golly, she just dissed me on air.
No.
We can always edit those out. That's why I like editing.
Yeah.
I'm teasing.
Yeah, but see, then I think, oh, good. Now everyone can see what a boop she really is.
You do? And
yeah,
maybe
I
if
do.
She listens to it, she'll finally know.
Cheryl.
Really?
You really do? Honey, you need a
who's
pedicure.
Talking
who
about?
Are you talking about, Willis?
Sharon. Am I the only one who thinks
Sharon? You have hairy legs and your pedicure.
I know.
I think it's Suzanne.
I want y'all to know, I don't like coming to podcasts because I feel like I've got to shave, wash, do my hair, my makeup, my pedicure, manicure, bikini wax.
Oh,
I
yeah,
mean,
like,
you name
we're
it.
All like that.
I've got to be ready to go for this group.
Yeah, aww. Suzanne's peeking up your skirt.
Are you looking at my happy trail?
Oh, my God. Is that what you call it?
I've never heard that.
I've heard a goody trail.
Carrie, you
now,
have
already,
to see.
I've already told the story in a podcast. No, she's got to go back and listen to it. It's all there is
no,
to it.
No, I know. But you know what? We might have a new listener.
She has to go listen to this.
Who is she?
Wait, who's she?
Me? The new listener has to go to show number 9.
Come on, talk about the happy trail.
No.
Okay, can I tell it?
No, let's move on.
Hey, speaking of like taking care of yourself and everything, we were in Europe for a while, and every bathroom we went into at the hotels had a bidet.
I love that.
Can I tell you,
I don't know how you do that.
Wait a minute. Do they not have toilet paper, or do they have toilet paper?
What?
They have toilet paper and a bidet.
Do you just put your like booty up and let it go?
Yes.
I didn't think you did that after you went to the toilet like every single time.
My mom has one.
No. I don't understand
But you just do that when you need to. When you feel like you need to freshen up.
I like it.
But the thing is, it's so funny because
I like that.
Me too.
Fresh as a daisy.
No, I met this woman on the train. There was like this group of women that were sisters that were on one of the trains. We were in Switzerland and Italy. And so they decided, we started talking about bidets. And she was like, but they used to be that you could take the little nozzle and it shot upward. She goes, now it shoots downwards and you have to stick your butt in there. And it was like, what? No. And Dave, my husband, was sitting next to me. He goes, I'm leaving. He's like, this is too much information. But she was wrong. It was the funniest thing. The thing is the nozzles nowadays, apparently, at least the ones that I saw and played with, were the nozzle is adjustable. And so you don't have to I'm like, no, they're adjustable. You don't stick your butt in there. It was like the
this all goes back to why Amy likes doing my pressure washer.
I can see us now. We're in Europe. Excuse me, I've got to go freshen up my happy trail. I'll be right back.
I've just never done that. I don't even understand.
You've never done a bidet?
I've been around them and they've been there, but I've never experienced it.
Wait a minute. Think about when you had a baby and did you get an epidural?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, and you had to use that little bottle.
No, an episiotomy is what you're talking about.
I'm sorry. Yes, that's right. And you had to use a squirt bottle, and it was like, that's kind of like the same thing.
Okay.
It's good stuff.
Yeah, that's
okay,
nice.
I have to tell you something a little bit funny. So my parents had a house built, and my mother insisted they had a bidet. Now, my mother is almost 80, and she said to me, I like that bidet. You know, sometimes you can get a real thrill.
Oh, no. Ew. What did that say?
Ew, that's sweet.
I thought it was just funny.
Listen, when we're 80, that's probably as exciting as we're going to get.
You know what? I'm thinking, God bless her, that she's still looking for one.
I'm so glad my parents don't listen to my show.
It's just that I know Eleanor, so like the thought of her getting a thrill just...
You know what? God bless her.
But she said it in such a sweet way. It's like,
good for you,
really?
Mama.
Yeah. Wow.
Nice. That's one of those...
Carrie, I can't believe you're having such a... I can't believe you're being so pretty.
It's one of those visual things.
It's a visual thing. I'm thinking of Eleanor straddling the bidet.
Not a good idea. Okay.
Oh, her moo-moo.
I know. Woo-hoo. Bless her.
In her moo-moo.
Yeah, I know.
You just don't want to...
I want to hear about your trip, Amy.
Yes. Wait.
Okay.
I have to tell you this story before Amy tells it. Okay. I just got back from... I went to visit my sister in St. Simon's. And the night before we went, it was started at 3. I hear this boom, 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 boom. I'm like, what in the world? I'm waking up.
In the morning?
In the morning. Okay. Yeah. All the kids are asleep. We're asleep. And Kurt goes, what is that? I said, I think it's in the basement. So he gets up and he goes down and he looks around. He goes, there's nothing in the basement. And I'm like, gosh. So we doze. You know, you just doze back and then you hear this boom, 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 boom. He's like, oh, my gosh. So we get up. I said, is somebody in the bathroom? He figures out it's in the hall. Okay, we have an attic fan in our hall. And so he goes out. He goes, I think something's in the attic. So I go out with him, and I look out, and this little paw comes out of the attic fan.
You have more weird animals.
I'm telling you what. So I go, oh, my stars. Look, there's a paw. And he goes.
You did not say, oh, my stars.
Yes, she did.
You said, holy.
Okay. I might have said holy.
I said, great balls of fire.
But I do say, oh, my stars.
Holy
so
sugar.
I'm looking
not
and this
at
little
o'clock
paw
in the
comes
morning,
out with
don't.
Ears. Okay. And so he goes, I'm going to get something. He's in these boxers, you know, and he goes running down Mr. Gallant, right? And I'm like, what? Get a shovel, for God's sake, so we can beat it, you know? So he goes downstairs, and I'm up, and I'm looking up in it, and I'm looking at it, and I see these paws, I see these little ears and eyes, but I can't see what it is. And I'm not going to open up the attic fan.
No.
Because he said, my God, honey, it could be 30 mice. What if they drop down? Or it could be, what if it's 20 rats? I mean, you don't know. Willard, thank you very much. I saw that movie.
Yeah, I did too.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So you don't know what it is. He runs down. Willard is about these rats that invaded this house. It was like the scary movies of the 70s. It was way cool. But anyways.
I didn't know about it either, Carrie.
Oh my gosh, it was so good.
It was.
It was very scary. But anyway, so he goes downstairs. So I'm looking up. I'm trying to figure out, what is this? What is this? Okay, so he comes out. He comes marching up. I'll turn around. He's got his boxers on. He's got one of those long sticks with the hook on the end.
What?
That you saw limbs off with. Okay, you know, the hook on the end. And
right.
Just,
got it.
I go, what do you need to do with that? He goes, I'm going to stab him in the air. And I'm like, I fell out. I am laughing so hard I've got tears. I'm like, honey, where's the shovel so you could beat the dang thing? I mean, you know, I said, and get a tub.
You don't need a tub.
I said, so if you open the attic fan and they drop down, at least they go in a tub.
You're going to catch them. Get a basketball net.
I'm going to stab them in the air.
And I go, oh my gosh. Okay, whatever. So I'm going. I said, okay, you stand there and I'm going to turn the attic fan on. Okay, about that time, my 14-year-old opens his door and he sees Kurt standing there in his boxers with this long thing with the hook on the end. And he goes, whoa, whoa now, Chevy Chase. I fell out because I'm like, that's exactly what this is. It's like Christmas Vacation, you know? I mean, Chevy Chase is going to stab this
varmint in the air.
So what was it? What was it?
Okay, so my poor little one comes out and he goes, why are we doing this at 4:30 in the morning?
Aww.
I said, honey, because the thing's coming down through the thing. We got to figure. So we all close the doors. I said, okay. All right, Kurt, you ready? I'm going to turn on the attic fan and they're going to drop down and we don't know how many there are and you get them. So I turn the attic fan and I slam the door. So all the doors are closed. So all they can do is run in the hall. So we turn the attic fan on and hear this, holy sh! And you hear him cussing and he's hitting things. And remember, I'm like, what is it? What is it? He goes, it's a squirrel. It's a squirrel. It's a baby squirrel. It's a baby squirrel. It's a squirrel. It's a squirrel. And I hear him yelling, bam. I open the door and he's killed the baby squirrel.
Aww.
Because we don't know. Okay. All my kids open the door and they're like, Dad, you killed the baby squirrel.
Peter.
Squirrel.
And he's standing there with his
hatchet.
And I'm like, oh my gosh. I sat down on the floor and laughed till I was in tears. Oh. Okay, so long story short, he killed the baby squirrel. We put it in a baggie and we're going to take it out. And then I said, well, don't you think you need to check the attic? He goes, I ain't checking no attic. So I said, pull the thing down. So I go up in the attic and check the attic. We had nothing else.
He-Man.
You know what?
He is. You should have carried that thing.
I think the poor little squirrel got in by mistake and he could not figure out how to get out.
Oh.
Aww. Yeah. And then I felt really bad. Well, so then I turned the attic fan off. Okay, so it closes up. My husband put so many dents in it that it wouldn't close. So then I had to get up on the top end and mush them all down to the fan blades.
Yeah.
This is from 4:30 to 5:30 in the morning. And I'm going to St. Simon's the next day. So then my kids are like, let's just leave now. Let's go. But we were taking a friend who wasn't ready yet, so I had to wait and take her with us. So,
aww.
Yeah. So was that fun or what?
Yes.
So you don't live any good.
Varmint.
All right. So tell us about your. That was my whole.
I can't top that. I just can't top that.
Yeah, but
let's talk about the days.
I know, Amy. I want you to tell the story that you told me. I want you to tell the story about when you stayed at the house with your relatives that don't speak English.
Oh gosh. We ended up going to Switzerland and Italy, and David's mother is from Switzerland.
Your husband's mother.
My husband's mom is from Switzerland, and his dad was over there studying, and that's where they met, and that's where they got married.
Oh.
And things like that. And so,
did you go to the church where they got married?
I don't think they got married in a church.
Oh.
That is another podcast.
That was an assumption, isn't it? I made an assumption.
People don't get married over there like they do here at all. I mean, people
oftentimes they get married in the courthouse,
they don't even get married. They just have babies.
Really?
And yeah. Marriage is not as mandatory or necessary.
Revered. That's true in Canada too.
Over there. But anyway, they lived together in sin prior to getting married.
Wow.
But anyway, so we went over there, and so there's relatives there, and we were not going to stay with some of these relatives, but then we got this phone call and they were very upset that we weren't going to stay with them. And so we decided we were going to stay with these folks in this little Italian Switzerland town in the south of Switzerland. You're sorry.
It's David's aunt.
Yes. That lived there. It's their old family homestead where they've lived there forever.
What town is it, Amy?
Oh, gosh. Ticino? Ticino, it's south Switzerland. It's in the Italian part of Switzerland. Okay. But anyway, so we go there and
she lives with her two sons.
They take care of her.
And how old are they?
They're like in their 60s and she's like in her 80s. Aww. And she knows not a lick of English and they don't know very much English.
And she has Alzheimer's?
And well, we didn't know she had Alzheimer's, but it was very apparent once we got there.
Aww.
But we go there and it's like, it's this cool, really architecturally designed place. It's all concrete and funky and it's really cool. But like 10 feet outside the door, there's a herd of sheep. And then outside the kitchen door, there's like all these cats. There's like 25 cats.
Ew. Okay,
like babies all in different, and they're all skittish and feral, you know? So, and all of our kids are like, oh, look at the kittens. I'm like, don't touch them. Don't touch them.
Gross. Cat scratch fever.
It's like It was just the most bizarre thing. And they meant really well, and they were very, very dear. And they fed us, and we ate there, and the food was delicious. But it was like you know, aunt, 80-year-old Alzheimer's, dear little lady who didn't know who in the heck we were.
Yeah,
you know,
you would say that this is David. And
it was like the sons would say to her, "This is you know, your sister's kids." You know, and she's like, "No. They're much younger. Aww. They're much younger. This is not them.
Yeah,
too many people. Too many people. That's what you know." It was just like, ugh. But anyway. And they smoke like fiends.
Okay, let me ask you this. How did you know she had dementia or whatever?
I realized that when I was helping clean up the kitchen that had not been cleaned up in quite some time. Oh. I'm like, oh, this is disgusting.
Oh, no.
They also had this dog that was just as old as the aunt practically, who was like, oh my gosh. And it was just like, they needed to put it down. I mean, it was like walking around and then urinating. And it was just bad.
Urinating.
But you also said that, like, you would go to find a plate.
Oh,
and there would
this is how I knew something was wrong with Tata Honey. Because she's putting dishes away and she's talking to me in Italian. And I'm like, no comprendo inglés, you know, it's
Spanish.
Like, I don't know.
Spanish? No comprendo? That sounds Spanish to me.
It is Spanish. It's the only language I've ever taken in school. But it's kind of close to Italian. But
no comprendo.
That's more like it. But she's like putting food away and she's putting it in the cupboard and not in the refrigerator. And I'm thinking, well, maybe that's the way they do it here. And then I'm looking in the cupboard and it's like, oh my gosh, look at it in there. It's disgusting, you know?
No.
And then talking to them a little bit longer, it was like, she really needed to be in a nursing home. But here are these sons that were taking care of their mom.
Okay, but how come the 60-year-old men are not putting the food from the cupboard into the refrigerator?
Yeah.
I think they would eventually, like, figure that out. But my kids are sitting at the dinner table. We're eating these lovely meals. I mean, they really were yummy meals.
Aww. Who was cooking?
The uncles. One of the uncles.
Okay.
But we're sitting, you know, 9 people at the table. 10 people at the table eating, and there's flies like all over the place.
Ew.
And the kids are just like, oh, they're waving them away. They're freaking out, you know? And I'm just like, oh gosh. And then we go into the kitchen and there's ants all over. And
did your kids get sick?
No, not there. I mean, well, then my 15-year-old.
That's yet another story.
That's another part of the
but
story.
But can I interject something?
Yeah.
Okay, that reminds me of being in Africa, where did you feel a certain level of almost like embarrassment that you felt like, ew,
yes,
flies, ants, ick?
Yes.
Like you just felt like, okay, I just...
And they even said something to us. They indicated that, hey, the flies are here. They're alive and well. It's a farm. It's healthy that they're here.
Yeah.
It's healthy.
Basically,
you know?
Get over it, because
yeah,
it's like, this is a good
thing.
This
is the way it is.
Yeah.
Wow.
But it was just a different.
Do they not have screens, or what's the deal? Why
No, they don't have screens, and a lot of even the hotels
and
stuff
got sheep
don't have
outside.
Right?
The door.
Yeah, yeah.
So when you're missing all the
and
guys,
cat
the
food, they had their
Thank
cats
you, Robin.
Eating
Robin
pasta.
Robin got that one.
What was she saying?
They probably have a very strong immune system.
No, Robin got that about what? The guys and sheep. Haven't you heard about that?
Oh,
no.
Stop it, Julie.
Guys,
Julie.
I'm having this own little conversation over here with Robin.
He's kind of red.
Yeah, because he's laughing. Yeah,
okay,
because...
I mean, what happened with your son?
Well,
sorry.
About 3 days into the vacation, we're like hiking in the Alps, and my 15-year-old starts just being kind of pathetic and mopey and stuff, and I'm just like, suck it up, you know? We're on a hike, and... I'm just really tired. It's like, you know, come on, get over it. And he proceeded to get sicker and sicker as time went on. And I brought like my whole entire medicine cabinet. I brought Benadryl, Sudafed, Tristan, Motrin. I mean, cough medicine,
but no
stomach
thermometer.
Upset, but no thermometer. And I would feel his head and it's like, oh my gosh, he's hotter than anything.
Oh.
And we were at the family house for a period of time, And I'm like, do you have a thermometer? And then they kind of forgot about it. And I mean, it just, and then he would like kind of go up and down with his getting.
Your son would.
Yeah. He wasn't as sick sometimes. It was just very sporadic and up and down. But
then you gave him the meds from Africa.
Well, stop it, Julie.
Am I not supposed to tell that part?
No.
Oh, sorry. I thought that was pretty funny.
Bottom line.
Got back from a mission trip.
Is the child had a temperature that I didn't know really how high it was for probably 7 days. And then at one point we went to another family dinner and this woman there who was a holistic healer kind of person, she looks at my son and she goes, are you not feeling well? And he's like, well, I just haven't been feeling well for a while. And she feels his head. She goes, he's really hot. I said, you know, he's had temps up and down. It's very sporadic. And so they took his temperature, and it's in Celsius. So we were having a hard time converting. Nobody knew how in the heck to do that. But finally, we get the
double
paper out.
Double it plus 32. Yeah.
Oh, how do you? We should have called you.
Yeah.
So guess what his temp was?
What?
And this is like 7 days into
103.
It. 103.
104. That was my first answer. And I changed it.
What did we
So
win?
Anyway, she put him on the magnetic bed.
Oh, cool.
Oh, no, I think it's cool.
And tried that. And, you know, bottom line is he was sick throughout the time frame. We took him to the doctor once in the Alps, thought it was viral. At that, you know, la, la, la.
Those
it was
flies,
just long.
Amy, those sheep flies.
It was before he had the sheep flies
exposure.
Even though.
So what does he have?
Okay, so
what
you was get it? Him home. Let's
we,
bring it to
We get him home. And I take him to the doctors just to do a follow-up. He's getting better, but he has his ongoing cough. And I'm like, he's got to go to Boy Scout camp, like, in a week. I'm like, I'll just take him, but he's really getting better. I'll just double check. She listens to him. She goes, oh, he's not better yet. He has pneumonia. He had pneumonia.
Oh,
we're
my
such good parents,
gosh.
Aren't we?
Before he left?
No, he wasn't demonstrating any symptoms.
I mean, but would he have contracted it, though, before he left and then been symptomatic as he got there?
I swear he was acting very flu-like. I thought I was very much thinking he had the flu, and I even asked the doc in Switzerland. I was like, do you do the flu swab, the nasal swab? Do you have Tamiflu? And he's like, oh, no, we don't do that. You just have to, the kids just need to go through it. And, you know, I mean, they have a whole different attitude.
They do, yeah.
And, but anyway, I don't know if it was the flu, and then it went into pneumonia. But,
so bless his heart. He's better.
Oh my gosh.
He's getting better now that he has the appropriate medication.
Okay, is he going on his trip?
She's throwing him out the door. She's kicking him out the door.
Love it.
The doctor told me, she goes, well, it's a good thing you brought him in today because by the time he gets done, he'll have a week of antibiotics. She said, he'll be fine. And she goes, and if you don't, I said, do you want me to come bring him back in and check him again? You know, I'm like, oh, I suck as a parent. And she's like, you know, if you feel like you want to, yeah. But if his cough is getting better, don't worry about it.
But you know what? I mean, how many times do we feel like we suck as a parent?
A lot.
Oh my God. I'm sorry, but you know what? I win the prize on that.
How many broken bones have I had in my family that have sat for 5 days? Three?
You heartless.
Honest to God.
Listen, my youngest has had two buckle fractures that I go, just put the ice on it. Take an Advil.
Yeah, we took him to that Mexican restaurant that day with a broken arm. Drank margaritas. Yeah.
Me and Amy were like, suck it up. Sit down there and split some nachos. We're sitting over here and drinking.
No way.
Yes, we did. And I love it.
I love it.
If it hurts, just take your ice glass, your ice glass of ice water, and sit it on there.
Use my Fresa margarita.
Wait, I need it back.
You know what? We all do it.
Oh, he sucked it up. I mean, we had him hiking.
Does he have a choice?
Mountains.
Bless his heart. He's
we're
in
like going
castles.
Up the steps
and he's got pneumonia.
Italy.
I was saying this to a friend, and they go, "You know what? But you know what? He's 15, 16.
15.
She was talking
that's
about
not
you,
like
Amy.
Us having. No, I was. It was my husband because I said, "Oh my gosh, Kirk, can you believe this is what happened?" He goes, "Yeah, but honey, come on." He's 16. We're 40.
Yeah,
something.
They bounce back.
There's a huge difference between you and I having pneumonia and walking through that.
Well, I think and it's that walking pneumonia kind of thing, too.
Right.
Where people.
He should be walking while he has
you
it.
Walk. Darn it.
Hiking.
You hike up castle steps.
Hiking up the Alps.
That's right.
It really helps it if you're
and
walking.
And you yodel as you're doing it. Damn it.
Okay, so Amy, tell me what in one word your impression of Switzerland.
beautiful, and I want to live there. I'm ready to retire there.
I love Switzerland.
Really?
Okay. Yeah. What about Italy?
We went to Venice and Rome. I'm telling you what, we were like such the targets. We almost got pickpocketed twice that I know of, for sure.
Oh, really?
Where they set you up.
So you didn't like that?
I mean, the ruins are wonderful.
Wait a minute. What do you mean? Like, how did you know you were getting pickpocketed?
They'll do a commotion at some point and try to distract you. Mm-hmm. And then if they have like cards or a newspaper, it's another way where they hide the pickpocketing activity from you or something. We were getting into cabs on the way to our hotel from the train station. We had seven people. We had to get two taxis. The taxi cab drivers are just like talking amongst themselves, laughing. It was like, oh, I don't trust you.
So it's a setup with the cab drivers too?
I don't know if that was a setup, but we're getting into the cab and my husband had a backpack and he would not do it any differently. A lot of people will put it in the front of them. He had it on his side. And I was like, just watch it. And so all of a sudden, half of us are in the cab, and then this commotion's going on behind him where there's a McDonald's Coke cup is being spilt all over the sidewalk. And you hear this, I mean, they're swearing at each other in Italian.
Right.
And there's this gorgeous woman with this beautiful baby right next to my husband and with a newspaper. And I'm like, watch your back.
Wow.
As soon as it happened, they were gone. It didn't happen, but it was gone in like 20 seconds.
But so your immediate reaction was, this is a scam.
Yeah. Yeah.
Good for
like you didn't look at it and go, oh my God, help those people. You knew in your gut.
It was like, because we were reading all the God books and everything. And it talks about that kind of thing.
Wow.
But it was like, it was just such a setup. And it was just so weird. I mean, then I look back at the sidewalk and everybody's gone. No commotion. All you see is the remains of the Coke. And I was like, we almost just got it. And then I told my youngest, my 11-year-old, we're walking through the streets and stuff. And I said, just hang on to close to daddy's back because his backpack is on his shoulder and he's not, you know, he's being like the dumb tourist.
He's your dad.
Yeah. And so my 11-year-old, he's on it, man. You know, my 15-year-old's like, 11-year-old. He's like, on it. And all of a sudden, we're walking down the street. My whole family disappears into a gelato shop. It's like, what? Where are you going? And my 11-year-old saw, like, this whole thing going on. He said this guy was, like, pointing down to him, these other people that were surrounding him.
Oh.
And it was like they were getting ready.
That's
you know?
A target.
Oh,
yeah.
Stars.
So he saw it and
So Italy, the whole country, or
not
just
the whole country, just some of the bigger cities. Rome, particularly, Naples is supposed to be pretty bad too.
Wow,
I love Italy though. I have to say, I loved Italy. I felt like when I go to Italy, I've come home.
I would just like to say, I would love to go to Italy.
Me too.
Okay, we can go.
Let's go. Let's go.
Let's wrap this one up. We've been yakking for a long time.
We are
yakking.
Oh my gosh.
Okay. Yeah.
Sorry, I kind of like.
Hey, listen, you guys, call us and tell us your tourist story.
At 678-884-0524.
Or your bidet stories.
There you go. Or send us an email, diva@thedivacast.com. Because you know what? We've all been there. We love to hear this stuff. You know, it's always good. We love to hear it. So we're going to, we really appreciate you guys listening.
We are closing with Matthew Ebel, All I Want Is You. And as always, we thank Natalie Brown for The Queen of Me. Bye-bye, guys.
Bye.
I'm
see
laughing
you.
At you.
Thanks, guys.
Bye. I'm a funny girl.
You are. Love you. Quit your dreaming, stop your scheming. He says 95 pounds and you would be.
Please come closer, I don't mind. There's room for two in here, just crawl inside. Wrap yourself up in the world I weave and know all I want is you. Touch me, put your hand. your arm round me, oh my, you look fine. Sit down beside me and teach me to fly, 'cause you know all I want is you. You know all I want is you. Baby, since the day I met you, you know I've wanted you more. And I will make you mine, and all I ask of you is to let me be yours. Let me be.